This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly guest is film critic Marshall Fine, who is the critic in residence at the Picture Show in Pelham, New York. The theme this weekend is Insurgent, because we've spoken to the woman who wrote the books. We've talked to Maggie Q, who is one of the stars of the movie. You've seen the final product. What do you think of Insurgent?
You know, I was only lukewarm on Divergent, which was the first film in this series. This is the second. It's based on the second book in what is a trilogy of books. However, it's going to be a quartet of movies, because, like, as with The Hunger Games and several other series, they decide, like Twilight or Harry Potter, they decided, hey, this cash cow is about to dry up, and we've only got one more left, so let's turn it into two. The third book in this series, it's going to be two films coming out, I believe, next year and the year after. I think that one's called Detergent. No, I'm kidding. On the one hand, it's always encouraging to see these young adult series of books about teaching, you know, basically saying to kids, you know, you should question authority a little bit, create your own world. Don't just accept the world that's being given to you. This movie is, you know, as with the second in any trilogy, it's sort of betwixt in between. It builds to a climax that it can't pay off on because you got to wait for the third book. And in the meantime, it's one of these universes where if you didn't read the books or you didn't see the first film, there's no point in seeing this film because it's just a continuation. There's no sort of previously on Insurgent kind of thing like they do on TV when you with some of these serial shows. You know, I like Shailene Woodley. She plays the young girl who is, you know, part of this futuristic society where people have been broken up into factions, but she's someone who has the powers of several different factions, and so the powers that be want to get rid of her and her kind. They're the ones that are known as Divergents, and so they've got to try and save society. I'm sure there's an audience for this. I think it's, you know, probably many decades younger than I am. I feel sorry for them in that they're the ones that are being exploited by the movie company, which, you know, you got the third story coming out, and you got to pay to see two movies. So, you know, and wait an extra year. So, you know, if you are a fan of these books, obviously you want to see this movie. If you're not, I don't know why you would want to.
What did you think of Maggie Q in that movie, by the way? Because she's going to be on this weekend as well.
Well, she's good. I mean, you know, she's a strong young actress. There's not a lot of acting required here. It's more sort of posing and fighting. And she's, you know, a martial arts whiz. And so, you know, she's perfect for that part.
Sean Penn, I've seen him around in a lot of events lately, but not in a movie. Now he's actually in a movie. This is called Gunman.
Sean Penn is a world-class humanitarian who has spent the last several years as an advocate for the voiceless in places of strife and natural disaster. You got to work once in a while and make a buck. And he's apparently must have seen what Liam Neeson did with Taken and how that sort of put a new spin on his career by turning him into this aging action hero. And so Sean Penn has teamed up with Pierre Morel, who is also the director of Taken, for this film, The Gunman. And it's, you know, it's an action film that wants to echo sort of the darker tones of films from the 70s. And it really, really does it. It's very formulaic. If you watch any thrillers or you see, you know, any sort of action films, the plotting, you know, you know what's coming. You know who the bad guy is almost from the start, even though the reveal isn't until the end. Sean Penn is a guy who is supposedly an aid worker in Africa. This is, you know, like 8 years ago. But actually, he's a mercenary working for the mining interests in the country. He's part of a team that assassinates a government cabinet minister. And part of the deal is that, you know, the guy who pulls the trigger has to leave the country. So he comes back, you know, 8 or 9 years later under a different name, working for aid people, for aid organizations, because he's got a bad conscience. And now someone's trying to kill him, and then he figures out that really they're trying to kill everybody who was on that job where they killed the cabinet minister 8 years ago. And now he has to figure out why and who's doing it. And so it takes him from the Congo to London to Paris to Madrid. Very, very scenic. You certainly, if you want to do some, if you're looking for a cheap travelogue to kind of get whet your appetite for different European locations, this movie will do it. But the plotting itself is very slow-footed, and, you know, Sean Penn really doesn't look engaged. I think he gets a sense of just how weak the script is here. So, you know, The Gunman, it's, you know, maybe a two-star movie. I think they're selling it for all the action, but the action is kind of few and far between.
It's almost like Murder on the Amazing Race.
Kind of, yeah. I'm a fan of The Amazing Race. Every once in a while, I'd like to see a murder on The Amazing Race.
Or at least somebody killed. Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm sorry, you've been eliminated this week. Literally.
Literally. Do you get the sense that Liam Neeson turned this role down and then they went to Sean Penn?
Well, that's a good question. I think Liam Neeson's a pretty busy guy who from all evidence, doesn't turn much down because he's working all the time. But, no, I think it was more that, you know, they had this movie, and I don't know whether it was someone there said, hey, you know what would be an interesting idea is Sean Penn, or whether Sean Penn was saying to his agent, hey, I need a movie that's going to make me a lot of, you know, that's going to be going to give me a good paycheck that's not going to take a lot of my time. And I think that, you know, either way, that's how he wound up in this film. Someone saying, hey, here's a way to rebrand yourself. And yet you see Sean Penn, I mean, he's been everywhere promoting this film, and he's not a soundbite kind of guy. He's a very thoughtful guy who really thinks things out and isn't afraid to go on at length. He was on Bill Maher last week, and just Bill Maher couldn't get him to shut up, but he wasn't being that interesting while he was explaining what he was interested in.
Well, Marshall, as always, we love your insights at the movies, and it helps shape our opinions and our viewing habits, so that's good.
Well, my pleasure.
And with film critic Marshall Fein, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob and Fred are neighbors who would like to build a fence between their properties. So they drew up a common lot line agreement, which is a legal document designating property boundaries. When the agreement was filed with the county recorder's office, it was rejected, even though all the information was completely accurate. Why? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since Fred is still paying a mortgage, his lender needs to approve the agreement. And any lender would require the hiring of a licensed survey company to designate the property lines. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Free advice. Much of it not worth a dime. For hang-ups on basic installation, one national retailer offers free advice. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dealership where you bought the bike can be the first line of defense, or consider this nationally known retailer. They say they offer something no other aftermarket parts retailer does. JP Cycles will attempt to answer your basic installation question by phone. Or if you don't like talking to people through internet online chat. Stuck on a basic job? What could it hurt to give them a try? Online at jpcycles.com. Free advice is always good. Even better if it works. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.